1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Furthermore, then we pray you, brothers, and exhort you by the Master Yeshua, that as you have received from us how you ought to walk and to please Elohim, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Master Yeshua. For this is the will of Elohim, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. That each of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles who do not know Elohim. And that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because Yeshua is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For Elohim has not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. He therefore who despises, does not despise man, but Elohim, who has also given to us his Holy Spirit. But concerning brotherly love, you do not need that I write to you, for you yourselves are taught by Elohim to love one another. And indeed you do it towards all the brothers who are in all Macedonia, but we pray you, brothers, that you increase more and more. And that you study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. So that you may walk honestly towards those who are outside, and that you may have need of nothing. But I do not wish to have you to be ignorant, brothers, concerning those who are asleep, so that you do not sorrow, even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so those also who sleep in Yeshua, Elohim will bring with him. For this we say to you by the word of Yeshua, that we who are alive and remain to the coming of the Master shall not precede those who are asleep. For the Master himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of Elohim, and the dead in the Messiah shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Master in the air, and so we shall always be with the Master. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.